Why can't I do what I really want to do with my life and still make a living?
What? You mean you actually want to have fun in your life and still earn your keep? Brother, are you dreaming?
What?
I'm only kidding. Just doing a little mind reading, that's all.
Hmm.
You see, that's been your thought about it.
Well, it's been my experience.
Yes, well, we've been all through this a number of times. The people who make a living doing what they love are the people who insist on doing so. They don't give up. They never give in. They dare life not to let them do what they love. But there's another element that must be brought up, because this is the missing element in most people's understanding when it comes to life work.
What's that?
There's a difference between being and doing, and most people have placed their emphasis on the latter.
Shouldn't they?
There's no should or should not involved. There's only what you choose and how you can have it. If you choose peace and joy and love, you won't get much of it through what you're doing. If you choose happiness and contentment, you'll find little of that on the path of doingness. If you choose reunion with God, supreme knowing, deep understanding, endless compassion, total awareness, absolute fulfillment, you won't achieve much of that out of what you're doing. In other words, if you choose evolution, the evolution of your soul, you won't produce that by the worldly activities of your body. Doing is a function of the body. Being is a function of the soul. The body is always doing something. Every minute of every day, it's up to something. It never stops. It never rests. It's constantly doing something. It's either doing what it's doing at the behest of the soul, or in spite of the soul. The quality of your life hangs in the balance. The soul is forever being. It is being what it is being, regardless of what the body is doing, not because of what it's doing. If you think your life is about doingness, you do not understand what you are about. Your soul doesn't care what you do for a living. And when your life is over, neither will you. Your soul cares only about what you're being while you're doing whatever you're doing. It is a state of beingness the soul is after, not a state of doingness.
What is the soul seeking to be?
Me.
You?
Yes, me. Your soul is me, and it knows it. What it is doing is trying to experience that. And what it is remembering is that the best way to have this experience is by not doing anything. There is nothing to do but to be.
Be what?
Whatever you want to be. Happy, sad, weak, strong, joyful, vengeful, insightful, blind, good, bad, male, female, you name it. I mean that literally. You name it.
Now, this is all very profound, but I don't know what it has to do with my career. I'm trying to find a way to stay alive, to survive, to support my family and myself, doing what I like to do.
Try being what you like to be.
What do you mean?
Some people make lots of money doing what they do. Others can't make a go of it, and they're doing the same thing. What makes the difference?
Well, some people have more skill than others.
That's the first cut. But now we get to the second cut. Now we're down to two people with relatively equal skills. Both graduated from college, both were at the top of their class, both understand the nature of what they're doing, both know how to use their tools with great facility. Yet one still does better than the other. One flourishes while the other struggles. What's that about?
Location.
Location?
Well, somebody once told me there are only three things to consider when starting a new business. Location, location, and location.
In other words, not what are you going to do, but where are you going to be?
Exactly.
That sounds like the answer to my question as well. The soul is concerned only with where you are going to be. Are you going to be in a place called fear or in a place called love? Where are you? And where are you coming from as you encounter life? Now, in the example of the two equally qualified workers, one is successful and the other is not. not because of anything either is doing, but because of what both are being. One person is being open, friendly, caring, helpful, considerate, cheerful, confident, even joyful in her work, while the other is being closed, distant, uncaring, inconsiderate, grumpy, even resentful of what she is doing. Now, suppose you were to select even loftier states of beingness. Suppose you were to select goodness, mercy, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, love. What if you were to select godliness? What then would be your experience? I tell you this, beingness attracts beingness and produces experience. You are not on this planet to produce anything with your body. You are on this planet to produce something with your soul. Your body is simply and merely the tool of your soul. Your mind is the power that makes the body go. So what you have here is a power tool used in the creation of the soul's desire.
What is the soul's desire?
Indeed, what is it?
I don't know, I'm asking you.
I don't know, I'm asking you.
This could go on forever.
It has.
Wait a minute. A moment ago you said the soul is seeking to be you.
So it is.
Well, then that's the soul's desire.
In the broadest sense, yes. But this me it is seeking to be is very complex, very multidimensional, multisensual, multifaceted. There are a million aspects to me, a billion, a trillion, you see? There is the profane and the profound, the lesser and the larger, the hollow and the holy, the ghastly and the godly. You see?
Yes, I do see. The up and the down, the left and the right, the here and the there, the before and the after, the good and the bad.
Precisely. I am the Alpha and the Omega. That was not just a pretty saying or a nifty concept. That was truth expressed. So, in seeking to be me, the soul has a grand job ahead of it, an enormous menu of beingness from which to choose. And that is what it is doing in this moment, now.
Choosing states of being.
Yes. And then producing the right and perfect conditions within which to create the experience of that. It is therefore true that nothing happens to you or through you that is not for your own highest good.
Do you mean my soul is creating all of my experience, including not only the things I'm doing, but the things that are happening to me?
Let us say that the soul leads you to the right and perfect opportunities for you to experience exactly what you had planned to experience. What you actually experience is up to you. It could be what you plan to experience, or it could be something else, depending upon what you choose.
Well, why would I choose something I don't want to experience?
I don't know. Why would you?
Do you mean that sometimes the soul wishes one thing and the body or the mind wishes another?
What do you think?
But how can the body or the mind overrule the soul? Doesn't the soul always get what it wants?
The spirit of you seeks, in the largest sense, that grand moment when you have conscious awareness of its wishes and join in joyful oneness with them. But the spirit will never, ever force its desire on the present conscious physical part of you. The Father will not force his will upon the Son. It is a violation of his very nature to do so, and thus quite literally impossible. The Son will not force his will upon the Holy Spirit. It is against his very nature to do so, and thus quite literally impossible. The Holy Spirit will not force his will upon your soul. It is outside of the nature of the Spirit to do so, and thus quite literally impossible. Here is where the impossibilities end. The mind very often does seek to exert its will on the body, and does so. Similarly, the body seeks often to control the mind, and frequently succeeds. Yet the body and the mind together do not have to do anything to control the soul, for the soul is completely without need, unlike the body and the mind, which are shackled with it, and so always allows the body and the mind to have their way all the time. Indeed, the soul would have it no other way. For if the entity, which is you, is to create, and thus know who it really is, it must be through an act of conscious volition, not an act of unconscious obedience.